Britain today agreed to a NATO request to send a reserve battalion to bolster an alliance peacekeeping force in Kosovo. The troops, which will stay until the end of June, have been on standby since January. Kosovo's ethnic Albanian majority declared independence from Serbia on February 17th in a move that had Western backing but was rejected by Serbia and its ally, Russia.
Meanwhile, the 27 European Union nations have signed a pre-membership pact with Serbia in an attempt to help pro-Western parties win the Serb elections next month. The public policy NGO, International Crisis Group, is arguing that the EU should refrain from trying to influence Serbia's May 11th poll. A senior advisor of the organization, James Lyon, told us that the mood in the country over the Kosovo situation will make any interference counterproductive.
As things currently stand, in Belgrade, people are very, very upset by the independence of Kosovo, and they're very upset with the role the European Union has taken. Especially, they're upset by the fact that the European Union has authorized a mission to go to Kosovo without the permission of the Security Council. And they view this as the European Union's recognition of Kosovo independence. And as a result, the entire question of European integration has been drawn into question by Mr. Koštunica and by the other nationalist parties as well. And they're asking why they should be interested in integration if Europe isn't going to support Serbia's territorial integrity and sovereignty over Kosovo. And therefore, any attempt by the European Union at this point to offer Serbia a stabilization association agreement could prove counterproductive because the Serbs would see it as a tremendous insult. And any Serb politician who signed it could find that he will do very poorly in the polls on May 11th.